Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And today we're joined inside the studio by new Eagles quarterback, Dennis Dixon. Dennis, thank you very much for taking some time out to join us. And, of course, everyone knows that you played for Chip Kelly at Oregon. What do you remember about the success that you had during your senior season when he was the offensive coordinator and you were the quarterback for that high-scoring offense?
The offensive coordinators that's been there at the University of Oregon. Everybody wasn't sure what to come. But when Chip Kelly, brought his offense into the University of Oregon, it exposed a lot in a good way, putting his best situations as far as playmakers in the best situations possible. And it just dwindled down after that. It just got better and better. It's a beautiful thing.
Why were you able to flourish in that offense?
I wouldn't discredit myself. I got to credit everybody else. It takes, 10 other guys, to get it done. Throughout training camp and all that stuff, it was our ups and downs. Majority downs because we didn't know what to expect and everything and how to react on certain things. But, as time went on and everything, things became easy for us as an offense. And it made our defense better in the long run as well.
So, Dennis, as that season progressed, Oregon was ranked number 2 in the country. You were in the talk of a Heisman Trophy as eventually becoming a finalist. When you suffered the knee injury that suffered your season, what kind of toll did that take on you, not only physically but mentally as well?
It was tough. It was tough at that time, seeing the situations that we were in. Like you said, number 2. A lot of things going in our favor right now. But when that happened, the leader that I was for that team, I wanted to be able to provide that on the sideline if I couldn't perform it on the field. And to finish out the season, with all the young guys that were playing at that time, I think it made an impact.
What was that draft process like? Because you were a guy, again, that had been talked about being a high draft pick, and because you could go with ACL and because you have the rehab from it, you were eventually still selected in the 5th round. What was that time like? Was there a lot of thinking about what could have been, what might have been if you had stayed healthy?
Yeah, I'll be honest. It was a lot of that, a lot of what ifs. But the situation was what it was at that time, given with my injury. And, I'm actually, actually happy and actually fortunate to have the opportunity to actually, prevail and, proceed into the NFL with the Pittsburgh Steelers for giving me opportunity just to show what I'm capable of getting done. And, throughout this league, it's all about timing and, making sure whenever that opportunity comes, you make the most of it.
What did you learn on being on those championship teams? You went to 2 Super Bowls, won one with the Steelers. You were on the practice squad of the Ravens last year and won the Super Bowl. What did you learn from being with those winning teams?
It just helped me grow in the long run. Just being wise. I've been fortunate to be around, a good amount of good quarterbacks. By that being, being Roethlisberger to Charlie Batch to Byron Leftwich to Joe Flacco to everybody. Just to see how they interact with, on and off the field. And when that time does come for myself, I want to be prepared, on and off the field as well, too. Be an all-around professional. So I have to say, throughout the whole time that I've been in the NFL, I've been looking at everybody's move and, just trying to work on my craft, too.
So Chip Kelly, I'm sure, reaches out to you, offers you a chance to become a Philadelphia Eagle. Was there any debate in your mind, or did you welcome the idea of a reunion?
I for sure, was excited. When that opportunity comes, it was a lot of other options out there, but I feel as if this is the best option, and I'm excited, to get started here soon, and to see what Chip Kelly has under his sleeve. I'm quite sure it's going to be good, and we're going to enjoy the ride.
You've started a few games in the NFL. Do you think that you can become a full-time starter in the NFL?
Yes, I think I can, but it's better said than done. It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of time, and I'm capable of getting that done. I'm excited to do that, too, just to show what I'm capable of getting done. And, obviously winning my teammates and my coaches over is my first and foremost, and I'm excited to get started with that.
Do you think playing with Chip Kelly again gives you the best chance to become a starter in this league?
I just wouldn't say just Chip Kelly overall. Okay. I have to say, like I say, it's based on timing and, what your situations are and everything. I just decided to say moving forward, the situation is what it is now. I'm playing under a coach that I'm, very comfortable with, that I've played with before. And, I expect a lot of things to change in the last 5 years, from college to pro. And, I have thick skin, and I'm ready to, you know, attack anything that comes my way.
Do you need to have thick skin to be a quarterback for Chip Kelly?
I think you got to have thick skin overall in general to be a quarterback. I mean, it takes a lot, you know, to be a quarterback. A lot of people don't really realize as to what a quarterback goes through on a daily basis. So, I mean, for that, you know, yeah, you have to have thick skin moving forward.
Now, what are the demands of being a quarterback under Chip Kelly?
You know, having fun, being poised, you know, just take what the defense give you overall. And first and foremost, fast pace. It has to move. We have to move. So you put that all in together, you know, into 11 people, the sky's the limit.
When the Eagles played the Ravens, did you simulate Michael Vick?
I'm sorry?
When the Eagles played the Ravens this past season, did you simulate Michael Vick?
It was a little mix of me and Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
We had fun with that. You know, seeing that Vick is very, very, very mobile. I mean, at the same time, he has a big arm, too. So you can't discredit that as well, too. So, you know, going against that high-powered defense in the Ravens, we try to give him the best look possible with that.
What do you think of the competition coming in now, going against Michael Vick and also Nick Foles in his second season here to win a spot on this team?
Oh, man, it's great. I mean, the competition is at a high stake. I mean, and that's what you ask for, competition and just having fun with that. And let the chips fall where they may. At the end of the day, just try to do your best and hopefully the best, you know, wins the job.
Dennis, best of luck to you here in Philadelphia. Dennis Dixon, the Eagles' new quarterback, joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.